Chapter 42. I woke up gagging from the bucket of water thrown into my face. I couldn't wipe it off as my hands were chained to the frame of the bed I was lying on. I tried to move my feet and found they were similarly shackled. The leader was there, along with several other men and one woman. "You're making a big mistake," I said. "They will come get me, and when they do, they will kill all of you."
"Thanks for the warning," the man said, "but we've doubled your guards. They won't get out of the building alive, and as for you, before too long, there won't be much to save."
He punched me in the face, and my head rocked to the side. The man had a nice halo of stars as I looked back over to him.
"They told me you were heavy," he said as he rubbed his fist. "What are you made of? Rock?"
"Iron," I said, smiling. "I eat my carrots."
"Oh, a funny guy, eh? We'll see how funny you are when I cut off your genitals and shove them into your mouth."
I tried, but couldn't come up with anything funny to say to that.
"Nothing to say, huh?"
the leader asked.
"Well then, let's get started."
He hit me again, and the beating commenced in earnest, punctuated periodically by slaps from the woman, who apparently was the mother of one of the people I killed. She didn't appear to care that they'd been trying to kill me, and all I had done was defend myself. I passed out a few times from the pain and the abuse, but was always woken up again by a bucket of water to my face. They went until they got tired, then switched in new people. What they lacked in technique, they made up for with sheer enthusiasm. I was aware of several broken bones and some major internal damage by the time I finally passed out for good. Gunshots woke me up eventually, overly loud in the tiny room I was being held in. I didn't feel any additional pain, but I was admittedly in so much pain at the time, I'm not sure I would have noticed bullets hitting me.
"Damn, you look like shit," a voice said.
It may have been Williams, but my eyes had been swollen shut some time earlier, and I think at least one of my eardrums may have ruptured.
"So much for being a negotiator."
I tried to remind him I hadn't actually been imprinted for it, but think I only said, "Mug," before passing out again. When I woke up again, I instantly recognized my surroundings. I should. I'd spent enough time in my room at St. Vincent's.
"Ugh,"
I said.
"You truly are the bad penny that keeps turning up,"
Dr. Briggs said. I didn't have to look. I knew her voice and the level of sarcasm as intimately as I knew the hospital room.
"Mwah,"
I mumbled.
"I see you make friends everywhere you go, Ishmael,"
a male voice said. It sounded like Jacob's.
"Not Ishmael,"
I said, struggling to speak correctly through a couple of missing and cracked teeth.
"I'm Collins. Joshua Collins."
"Well, at least now I have a name to put your files under," Dr. Briggs said. "Although I thought I was done having to waste our precious resources on you."
"Sorry,"
I muttered. I was able to get one eye half open, but everything was blurry.
"Don't thank me," Dr. Briggs said. "You can thank your buddies who brought you in. They were very insistent about me taking care of you."
"Sorry," I muttered again. I saw a white blur, and then her voice whispered in my ear.
"I would have done it for you anyway."
Something brushed my cheek, and I swear I saw an eye, which would have meant it was her lips on my cheek. Before I could ask, though, I passed out again. I'm not sure whether it was from the damage I'd taken or the shock of her kissing me. Strange things happen in this fallen world.